because that would be that'll save me a lot of work. I mean, I can get the audio later.
It's not that's a pain in the ass.
It's huge pain in the ass. Absolutely. So here we go. Welcome back to Marvel Strike Force. Well, that's the game we're playing, isn't it? Welcome back to FTX Beyond. I am Charles McFall, and Kurt is out tonight. He is actually doing some IT for a high school graduation. And I kept reading that wrong. I kept thinking, especially said he's going to an IT school graduation. Like, what? Why? You know what you're doing. What? I don't understand, man. But as always, well, in the last couple of weeks at least, Sin is here, and he's going to keep me on track, hopefully.
Hey, hey. Well, I'll try.
Yeah, that's all you can do is try.
I don't know how well that's going to work.
I think it might be time for another Rush review. And Murphy3 has subscribed for 6 months. Thank you, Murphy. And he put in the message, Blitz Life, because I am blitzing for rescue right now as we are recording this.
Ironheart, not rescue.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. They're both metal and pink. It's hard to tell. Yep. I don't know.
Almost same outfit. I actually have not started my blitz on it yet, so
yeah. Hey, well, it just popped up a few hours ago, right? So you've been working and doing whatever. But talk to people about something. I don't know, because I forgot. I've got to grab something off my toy shelf here behind me real quick.
Go for it. So new Ironheart Blitz this week and next Thursday. So hopefully people are going to be, if not excited, at least getting something done for it. I'm expecting something like 30 million points for top 2000, maybe 32 million. It's a little high, but it's a brand new character to round out, you know, to fix up the team again. So I'm guessing probably about 32 million for top 2000. I'm hoping it's lower than that.
All right. Yeah.
So what were you grabbing?
Okay. So faithful listener. And troll, Baloney Ninja.
Faithful troll, Baloney Ninja.
Sent me some stuff, and I got this glorious and beautiful Hulk statue.
Oh, that's awesome.
Right?
That is awesome.
He's always giving me grief about Scott's the best. I'm like, oh, man. Yeah, thanks. And it's prominently behind me in one of the blue squares where you can see. I just wanted to bring it here. But, you know, he couldn't let it go. I also got the Scott statue as well to go with
that's
it.
That's not bad. That looks pretty good, actually.
It actually does. It looks like what I think of Scott. It's like, oh, I want to shoot something. It's just going to go off because I'm weak and a dumbass. I don't know. It's a good sculpt. It's fun. It's the Q-Figs. The Q-Figs is the versions of these. So very much thank you. And they have a prominent place on my shelf behind me. So, and now I just got a double, triple check. I know it's messing up my thing. Yep. Okay, I know it's messed up the cameras, but like, man, if I just said the wrong damn name, I'm going to feel like the biggest asshat in the world. But no, it was Baloney Ninja. It was absolutely Baloney Ninja. And he wrote a really cool letter with it. So I appreciate that.
That's awesome.
So yeah, so everybody's talking about the new Blitz, right? 2K or 1%. And Murphy 3 scoring for 2K, pulled 5 red stars. Skippy said same and nice. And let's see. X23 does look insane. So what is 1%? What do you think 1% is going to be?
It's so hard to judge. I mean, it really is. But basically anywhere from 15 to 25 million, probably. I'm guessing it's going to be 30 to 32 million for top 2000. It's a brand new character that finishes up the team.
Yes.
And lets you move Vision to a different location, or you can leave Vision with the team and move Ironheart somewhere. Iron Man, yeah. Since Ironheart is a new character. So if you wanted to leave Vision on there, it doesn't make too much sense because they have duplicate abilities with a defense up at the beginning, but Vision does remove buffs. And then it does benefit War Machine, you're basically relying on War Machine and Falcon to do the major damage with their AoE in this team. And the problem is that there's supposed to be a hard counter to the Hydra on War defense, and it's still problematic to do the defense down on Red Skull. So if you can get the defense down, which is why Ironheart is here, her whole point is to be able to get defense down on Red Skull. So if you can place that, then War Machine and Falcon destroy him. If you can't, then you're kind of screwed.
As Kibby says, Riri's focus issue is fixed now, which is awesome. I did see that.
Good. Yeah, that was supposed to be in the last patch. There was a couple other things that were supposed to fix in the last patch, which they didn't. And of course, they introduced a couple of new bugs.
As they do.
Yeah, we can never get a single patch out of them when we don't get some new problem.
I love Darkwing says, shut your mouth. I can barely do 30 million. Shut your mouth. I can barely do 6 million. Shut up. But if I did the math right, getting all the milestones, if I place at 1125, I'll get her. And
yes,
I really would need to hit 3 to 5, maybe even 1 to 2% to even get 2 stars. I mean, not 2 stars, but, you know, get her and a star out of this.
Sure. But out of the 2 blitzes, if you do decently on a 2 blitzes, you should have 3 stars for her. I mean, the milestones alone will get you the 42. She's a 45 unlock. So she's not hard to unlock, but really, if you're going for the character, you need like
you need them at four or five stars. Okay, you mean on both?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm talking both blitzes.
I know I'm not that bad at math. I counted 21 shards in the milestones, but I was counting the one. I got you.
So I'm actually at 118 of 130 right now for her, because I actually got a 180 drop when I opened up her orbs. Like the very last orb I had for her, I got a 180 drop. So I'm at 118 of 130, which means I need exactly 212 shards to get her to six stars, which is exactly what you get if you place top 2,000 for both blitzes. So I have to place top 2,000 for both blitzes.
Wow, man. Wow. That's... Can I just ride in the car with you and get out of 2,000 if you make it?
No, I mean, if you want to ride in a car with me, I need a driver so I can blitz while you're driving.
You know what? As long as you can blitz on both accounts, I will do that. I'll drive you around all your photo shoots, everything. You know, and then while you're photo shooting, I'll blitz on both accounts with 2,000. It'll work. But I got some cool stuff. I finally got Red Skull. I'm going to recruit him tonight. And the good. Phoenix event, I end up spending cores, about 400 power cores.
That's not bad.
No, it wasn't bad at all, because my hand controller was the last piece of the puzzle for Phoenix, and I missed where Phoenix was coming back. And it's like, oh, she'll be here in 2 days. Well, I thought it said launch in 2 days. Apparently, when I looked at it, and it just started, and it was going to be done in 2 days. Like, oh, but I was within 30. I only need 30 shards of the hand controller to get that 7th star, which is awesome. And so I started farming. And last night, I mean, I could have done it today, but I just get antsy. And last night, I spent about 300-400 cores to finish up just farming. I got to the 100. I did that twice, and then the 50-50. So plus energy. So about four. But I got it. I got all the shards I needed, and I'm going to bump up Phoenix to 7 stars tonight.
There you go.
So that's
a huge boost.
Yeah.
What do you have red stars on her wise?
That is a great question. I'm out of the stuff because today I could have spent 100 silver and got her to another star, and I didn't have the 100 silver. I'm at 4. I could have bought her 5th star today.
Right. So 150 silver for that.
150 then. Yeah.
Right.
And I'm at 88 something. Silver.
Yeah, you'll get there sooner or later. She's a really good purchase for 5 star. I'm not as convinced as I was before that she's like a must have at 6 star. I think other characters are a better upgrade over her, because she does so much work at 5 already. That the 6 is kind of like a luxury upgrade on her.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's really needed. It's great to have. But considering what we have now to fight Phoenix, if you're fighting them on defense, it's a little easier to take out even with the 6 red star. So I'm kind of iffy on that upgrade for myself now.
Yeah.
But I will probably do it at some point anyway.
Now, on the, we just had an event with the Wakandans, right?
Right.
And how far up did you get? Did you just do, was it a free coin event? I can't remember what kind of event it was. It was a temporary event. I remember that.
It's going to be a monthly. So it's going to be every first Friday of the month, the Chaos Theory event. And that's how you're going to get all the silver and the gold promotion credits. Well, at least a chunk of them. Not enough, but at least you're getting a little bit. I mean, they could really triple the rewards on that for the gold credits, and it wouldn't impact them at all because you're only getting like a handful of credits there. But yeah, it's actually a lot easier of an event that I was expecting. So I leveled up my Wakandan team a little bit, and I was getting ready to have to push them higher up without, you know, knowing how much, because it's the first time anybody's doing this event at this level. So there's no like records of, oh, what, I wonder what kind of power I need for this. Let me go check these resources. Yeah. None of those resources are around yet. So I was ready to power the team up a little higher, but luckily it's actually a really easy event. Yeah, my Wakanda team is not that high up, and it was super easy to get through level 6. I'm actually only one shard short on Okoye right now from 7 star. I stopped farming her. Like, I took her off my daily farm list and at about 30, 35 shards before 7, which, like, 2 weeks ago, I took her off my farm list. And over the last 2 weeks, I've pulled enough shards from orbs for her. I'm at 299 of 300.
Nice. I'm working on Star 6 for her.
Right. So if before the next event, I don't have it, I'll just put it, you know, I'll just refresh her a couple of times and get that one extra shard that I need for her, but I'm pretty sure I'll get it from the orbs. So the next time it comes around, which is the first weekend of July, the first Friday of July, which is the 3rd of July, it's going to be, you're going to be able to do the last level, which is level 7, and that's the one that's going to give you the biggest gold credit boosts.
Right.
And that's how you get your 6 and 7 red star upgrades.
Ah, I love it. I love it. It's going to be good. And it gives them a
purpose. They really could improve that, you know, have higher numbers up on that. But it is what it is. So hopefully sooner or later they improve it. But for now, it's what we have. And yes, it gives that team a purpose. But it specifically gives that team a purpose because nobody was using them anywhere else. So it's kind of shady that everyone like, oh, we're going to introduce this new event. By the way, you need this team that nobody wants to work on. But at least it's Wakanda and not Hand. We already have a Hand event.
We don't get the handout, is what you're saying?
No. Well, the handout is this weekend. Speaking of which, the Relic Hunt started today, which is... Relic Hunt starts tomorrow at 5 p.m. Pacific time. So currently, the Need a Hand event is going on, which is the double drop for hand characters. So if you need to power up your hand characters, there you go. I don't know who does. I'm not bothering with it. Mine are still 6 star. I'm not wasting my time on them right now at all. I got better things to spend my energy on.
I got 7 across the board except for Sorceress. Sorceress is my only non-7 on hand.
Okay. Do you have enough to do the event at 7 star? Or do you need Sorceress for it?
I'd need Sorceress for it.
Okay. And how? Well, okay. So if you only need one, then I would be like, okay, you kind of, how far away are you from 7 stars on her?
As far as you can do, just about, I've got 9 out of 300.
Okay. Never mind. Yeah, so I was like, if you only need like 50, you might be able to get a chunk.
Yeah. But
it's not, it's really not worth it. I mean, you get some good rewards out of it, but nothing that I am crying about missing.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
And the ABCs are always nice, and the first time completion is always nice. And honestly, I forgot about it for this one, so I might do it for next month just to get the first time completion rewards. Other than that, I'm not really worrying about it.
Yeah, I do use my Wakandan as an early blitz team. You know, as it first launches, like you saw me tonight, I'll go through all the formula teams. And then get up to my good teams. And I'll pay the 5 what refreshes or whatever as it takes, you know, as you like, I use Loki on two different teams. I use some other characters, Phoenix, on two different teams. You know, so I'll go through that. But that was about it. But yeah, going through that Wakanda event, it was like just smash, 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 done. We're good.
Yeah, I was surprised at how easy it actually was. I was expecting a little more difficulty at level 6. Not much, but at least something.
Yeah. Speaking of Samurai 13 says, can't wait for the Ruck Hunt. Been waiting on the ABCs for Corvius now. For Gear 12 Corvus.
Nice. Yeah, Gear 12 Corvus. Very cool. That whole team is so much power. That, especially because they actually fixed the bug that was going on with Ebony Maw. And they punch up so hard. They are not good on defense, which is the stickler point that, you know, when they were being announced, we were being told that they're going to be gods of defense. But they're so powerful on offense that I can kind of forgive the problem with defense for them.
Yeah. You know, it's not everything's going to work every way, right? In defense, yeah. At least it's not MAA, right? Where no defense was there at all.
Speaking of MAA, though, I got to bring this up. Speaking of MAA.
Oh, no.
Well, we've been playing this stuff since MAA. I met you guys because of MAA, and I got back into the FTH crew because of MAA, because you guys were like, oh, we're playing this. I'm like, all right, I'll join. Do you remember what MAA's fame to claim was? Sorry, claim to fame.
I know what you meant.
Say that correctly.
No.
They're the ones that introduced ISO 8s into the gaming system.
Yes.
They're the ones that created ISO 8s.
They released that poison on the world.
Yeah. We're probably with the next patch or maybe two patches from now, ISO 8s are coming to Strikeforce.
Yep.
If on the main screen, if you scroll all the way to the right, there's a little space in the corner right below Dark Dimension and to the right of Alliance Raids.
Yeah.
That's where we're going to have the spot for ISO 8 campaign. So they're doing a campaign to get ISO 8s. Yeah, right there.
Yep.
And if you go to the store, so if you go to supplies, on the very end of supplies, we had a screenshot that popped up after this patch went live. On the very right hand side, there was Ultra Store. So they're finally bringing the Ultra Store, but they're also the data mine showed that there's going to be an ISO 8 store as well. So the Ultra Store is going to be your, you know, 7-star convert your credits. Right now, you can only get an Ultimus Orb with the Ultra credits. You're going to be able to finally do something with those Ultra credits.
Nice.
So if you have those credits sitting around, if you haven't been opening your Ultimus Orbs, this is where that hoarding pays off. You're going to have, you know, a chunk of stuff that you can buy. On top of that, if you go to if you haven't seen it yet, if you go to the War Store. So the pre-last tab, if you go to the war and scroll away to the bottom, we have a new line of stuff available in the store that's purchasable with Alliance donation credits. So
they did just announce that they were going to be doing that. Yeah.
So this stuff right here at the bottom, it's a little overpriced. Like I bought the Elite Four credits once, but that was just because it was enough to get me an Elite Four orb. But they are a little overpriced, considering you're only, let's say you're just doing your basic 10,000 gold per day donation, you're only getting like 450 points a day. So 2,000 points for 500 war credits is a little iffy. That 350, the 2,800 for 350, if you needed to get an extra orb, I can understand doing that, but these are pricey. Like, if anybody's looking at these right now going, should I spend or not, I would say hold off until we see the new stores. Congratulations, Ooh. You just pulled exactly what I couldn't do yesterday.
Back to back. Wait for it to catch up. I just pulled two fives back. Yeah.
No, keep going. You're in a good seed now, man.
Yeah, I just pulled two fives back to back, man.
Congratulations. I only got a 3-star.
Shield Medic just got boosted to 5. I just pulled 3 5s back to back. This is on the 4-star, by the way, for the podcast.
Oh, this is the 4-star?
This is the 4-star. I pulled 3 5s back to back.
Keep going.
I am.
I'm sitting here. I got good stuff on this, but that's some really good pulls right there.
I got a four.
So you got one more you can do.
Yep, it came out a four there. I'm almost pull a five. I can almost pull a five.
Next time you'll be able to do a five. But so that's the thing. Like, it's 6,000 points. That's a little high. I mean, yeah. I had 32,000 points saved up, so I used a little bit of it, but that's, you know, the prices on this is a little high. So if anybody's looking at these going, should I buy stuff with this yield or not, I would say hold off until we see the new stores, because there is speculation that those credits are going to be used for something else, and this is here to drain our save points right now. So maybe.
Yeah, Penguin says, so you're saying I shouldn't open the 96 Ultimus Orbs I have?
No. Yes, you should not open the 96. You already have 96. You might as well hold off for another couple of weeks until you see if those are needed somewhere else.
Baloney Ninja showed up, so I had to give him his Scott because he subscribed for 10 months. So thanks, Baloney Ninja, for that. And Darkwing FTA says, Valley Flying was saying Ultimus is going to have to be 7 stars first in this last video to use the store.
Yes. So that's going to unlock the store. And then whenever you have a 7-star character, those credits are going to go for ultra credits. And then you're going to be used. It's basically a conversion store. So you're going to be able to use those credits for something else. And we don't know what it's going to be yet, but it could be that's how you buy ISOs, or it might be, you know, you can buy gold orbs or something. Hopefully it's something good, but we'll see. Because when it actually popped up at reset after the patch, it was empty. There wasn't anything in there. And they took it down really quick, but people did get screenshots of the little store there. So it's nice that they finally figured out how to put it into the game. Never mind that, you know, Disney Sources Arena released with that option.
Right? It did. But, you know, the Ultimus credits, you know, whenever you get that 7-star character, it always converted to Ultimus credits anyway. Right. So now those Ultimus credits can just be used. For something other than Ultimus.
I think the store is not going to be available until you actually 7-star Ultimus.
I see where I am, because I do open all my Ultimus orbs, because he's not 7-star. Well, I just wasted some currency there.
Mine's actually at 5-star, but he's 740 out of 200. So I mean, it's 750,000 gold for me to max him out.
Yeah. So if that store opens up,
I'll just do it then.
Yeah.
So those are most of the news. If also there's a new option if you go to advanced options and you go to advanced, there's a new option on the bottom called Quick Alliance Access, which is really good. Because anytime you hit that Alliance Helicarrier button, you get that loading screen. And the only time you could bypass it is if you're doing when you do the dailies, if you just hit the donation. And you click the button through the daily quest, you skip the loading screen for that. So now they added. If you scroll to, you already have it active. So now when you hit the button for the helicarrier, it gives you an option: go to Alliance members or Alliance donation, and it takes away that loading screen. It is so much faster.
Yeah, I dig that.
That is just a really good life improvement upgrade.
It really is, and I am maxed out across the board on my Star Tech.
I'm
loving it. Now what are they gonna let us do with these credits?
So that's the thing, we don't know yet, and I think that's going to be one of the ISO 8 stores, or you can spend them on those upgrades in the war store if you wanted to. They were supposed to do helicarrier upgrades with them, but that never happened. So that button is still there. The upgrade button is still there. They haven't removed it, so maybe that's still coming down the line. But who knows? So other than that, I think that's the big stuff. There's some data mine stuff about things coming out, and part of it is the ISOs. So there's a little bit of information about what they might be. Luckily, there's no speed ISO. There's a speed up ISO by the looks of it. So we'll see what happens. I mean, it's all data mine, so it's still all speculation. It's nothing confirmed.
Yeah. You know, a quality of life that I would like to have happen is when when you have gear that's available that you can put on a character. Sorcerer's Arena launched with this, or at least Global launched with this. Apply all available. So even if it's not, because right now we get, if you have all of them, you can just do go. But if you have one, but it's an option for all of them, just say apply available and let it go. I don't like it. Or if I have three, available, but not all six, I have to go into each one and add it.
Right.
I prefer just apply it. You know, let it be a choice.
That would be a good change. It'll never happen.
Picky. I do like this. As I'm scrolling through all the hand, because it's the bonus now, they all say bonus on every time you see a hand icon. The word bonus is there on every screen. I
knew they did that in the campaign. I didn't realize they did that in your roster as well. That's actually pretty cool.
That is pretty nifty. That's a nice upgrade. The graphics are tweaked. Nice, I could tell the graphics, even though they put it in the show notes, we tweaked the graphics some more. I can see it, guys. You're doing a great job over there. Yeah, Colossus gives you a full thumbs up on the graphics. It's really good. Bob Colossus. I just took an extra step. I didn't even have to go in and do that. I could have just hit the button. That's my bad. Right here, I got three for Colossus. I don't know if it's going to... Yes, you actually have three. I'd love just that button, apply all, available.
Right.
You know,
yeah. Hey, that would be a good one. I don't know why they designed it to be limited to only be doable when everything's available.
Yeah.
But in the same vein, I don't understand why they locked it behind like level 45 or whatever it's locked behind. Like this is a big boost thing for new accounts. It's a quality of life thing. Give it to your low level character players. Why lock it away behind level grind?
Man, Negasonic's gonna be cool, I hope.
This whole team looks like it's gonna be super quick. Like their whole thing is get in, speed the entire team up, slow down the opponents, and blow everything up. But I have a feeling that they might be kind of like power armor. If you don't kill the opponent within two turns, you might be kind of screwed.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes.
Kind of glass cannon it. All right. So I have Red Skull at 3 stars, 2 red. How far should I train him up to be worth anything anywhere?
He's probably like between him and Taskmaster, they're probably some of the most annoying war defenses right now.
Like Taskmaster, I already have up to 60, I think. I was doing something the other day and popped him up. Oh, I think I was trying to help push us through the end of a raid, and that's all I had left was Merc people.
Right.
70.
Right.
I got Taskmaster up to 70, so now it's just farming his gear is what I need to work on. So he's trained up. He's good. Right. Once I get his gear, I can throw him into war and be fine. But what about Red Skull?
Is that Merc Lieutenant hiding behind my camera view at level 1?
Level 5. Yes, it is.
Okay. I would recommend leveling him for that team.
Because I had Black Widow, you know, and at the first, everyone's like, well, if you don't have Black Widow, you got Merc Lieutenant. And I'm like, no, I have Black Widow, so I've just never done anything with him. So, okay, but, Red Skull or Merc Lieutenant, who gets the attention?
Red Skull versus Merc Lieutenant, I would go with Red Skull for now. But then for this team, for the Mercenaries team, it's Bullseye, Taskmaster, Riot Guard, Killmonger, and Lieutenant. That's the five for that team.
I need to get Lieutenant up.
You could go with the thing with Taskmaster is that he's still bugged. There's a typo in his passive. Let me pull it up because I keep getting it wrong when I talk about it, so I don't want to screw it up. Where is he?
I'm with Murphy 3. I'm just glad Deadpool has a real team now.
So I think they actually... No, here it is. Gain plus 10% damage per skill enemy. It's for skill allied,
right? Yeah.
So it makes no sense that it says enemy, so because you can't control that. So if when people ask, like, well, what's the team for them? Well, you can actually sort it by skill mercenary, and you're only going to get 5 characters, but those 5 characters include Merc Soldier, which is not a good option. You can go with Merc Soldier, especially if you have like a 6 or 7 Red Stars Merc Soldier. You might as well level him up.
Okay.
You're giving Taskmaster an extra 10% boost at that point versus you bring a lieutenant in who's not skill, but he's the merc. So you're still giving the extra damage for the merc tag.
Right.
And it's specifically mercenary villain skill. So, but you only have 5 characters for that because Deadpool doesn't count.
My merc soldier is 7, man. He is 7 stars.
Yeah. Right. But he's.
Actually, my entire merc skill, except for Taskmaster, right, is 7 stars across the board.
But he's only 2 red stars. So I wouldn't bother. You put him in for now. Like, this is the team that you set on defense. And I would put him in for now until Merc Lieutenant is available to replace him.
Okay.
Because you might as well have somebody in there to give that 10% extra damage to Taskmaster. And that 10%, I believe that 10% damage is counted at the beginning and of the when they spawn, and it's locked in. So even if they get dropped, you still have that boost. Nice. So Merc Lieutenant is not skill, so you lose that 10% damage for Taskmaster, but you get a lot of extra bonus from having Lieutenant there.
My game's bugging out on me. I'm gonna reset it real quick.
There's a bunch of annoying bugs. Like they got a sound bug that showed up after this patch, which even when my audio is turned off at the end of the fight, it'll start giving me sound effects. Gotcha. So I have to go in and double tap that button again to turn off the sound effects. And at the beginning of the next fight, it starts back up again. It's really annoying.
No, I get that. I love the new loading screen, by the way, where you see the Brotherhood on one side, some X-Men, but then you got X-Force coming across the top. And man, I've always loved X-23 since I first discovered her.
Her kit is so brutal. She's going to be such a damage dealer for this team.
As she should be. She is absolutely. Wolverine without the control. I mean, she just absolutely. Rips.
So they basically turned Deadpool into the tank for this group because there's no actual tank. Every time he dies, Domino reses him with 80% health and a speed boost.
Unless you go against Black Bolt.
Yes, unless you go against Deadbolt. Because Deadbolt is a great equalizer in this game. Nothing reses after Deadbolt.
Yeah. Except for Phoenix, because she's not a res. Phoenix is not a res. Phoenix is a summoner. Right.
Phoenix is a summoner, so yeah. Only her and Mysterio's clones, because they're summons.
Yeah. But they're also not, they don't res.
Right.
All right, let's look at X-Force. X going to give it to you. I already looked at her event, and I've got everybody I need to run rampant on her event.
It is such an easy event. Like, I looked up the lucky tag, which is for this event, which starts tomorrow for Domino. The lucky tag is your team. And for those that have been playing for a long time, well, I mean, that goes without, that just goes without saying. If you've been playing for a long time, you're going to have these characters. But I looked at my roster for it, and my top 6 for it are Hela, Black Bolt, Phoenix, Symbiote Spider-Man, Loki, and Mr. Sinister, and they're all tier 14. So I'm just going to walk through this event and farm it. I just got to figure out how high up I want to go in this event.
Once you get past the hearts. So I do have in the faves, I have 3 7 stars. I mean, nobody's tier 14 in my list at all. But then I got Phoenix at 7, Spider-Man at 7. I mean, I got tons of 7 star. I got tons of great characters here.
Right. The problem with Phoenix is that if she dies, you don't 3-star the node. But
right.
I don't think that's going to be a problem here. So you can make a really easy team here with scroll back up to the top.
All right. So there's the hearts. So I got American Chavez and Spider-Man, Miles Morales, Iron Man is all 3 stars.
You got a pretty solid team there between like Spider-Man, Miles Morales, Symbiote Spider-Man, Falcon, Mr. Sinister, and Mantis, and you got a pretty decent team.
Yeah. Although Sinister is kind of weak because he's only 3 stars, but it'll be fine.
He gives you a clone, but I probably wouldn't bring him in at that level.
I got regular Spider-Man. I mean, I could bring in Loki or Deadpool.
Yeah, it really shouldn't be that difficult to make a team for this, and you know, you should be able to go through the hard settings fairly quickly.
Yeah, and I, you know, to be honest, I just usually take whatever they throw at me. Like, here's your top five strong, and I can pretty much auto run every event in the last couple of events that we've done, and then right. You should get that, and then I just farm. That's why I save up all these cores for, typically, is to do farming, which is why I spent them on Phoenix. I knew getting that last star for Phoenix was important.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You got it to 7-star. That's a huge boost.
Yeah, because it's so far away for her to come back. You know, I'm not going to wait. I'm not going to miss this by 10 shards. And here's the crazy thing. Luck was shining down on me. I mean, I was domino rolling last night because every time I farmed for her, I got 4 shards or more every single time yesterday on her. And I know they're boosted or whatever. I don't even know if the hand event was going on last night when I did. It's after 7 p.m., so it might have been going on. But usually when they run the events, you can still run a 0, right? It's boosted, yeah. But you can still run a 0. Yeah. I pulled 4 or more every single time. It's like, all right, you know what? I'm good. I'm good. We're done here.
You should be buying those defense boosts, by the way.
I am. I just spent them today. I got in there. I know it surprises you. I get that. I actually got in right after it launched and boosted a whole bunch of things. So now I got to refill it.
No, that's cool because I did like 2 boosts and then I'm waiting to see what needs to be done later. I haven't done any attacks yet today. So I'm waiting to see.
Yeah, I didn't do attacks either because when I got in, we were still working down the before we opened up everything. And 2 people were in the one side that had been marked. And there's only one thing marked. Right. So I'm like, I'll wait. But yeah, I definitely, we've been doing pretty good on war. We graduated.
Yeah, we just hit gold 3 with the last win. Now, the nice part is if we lose this one, we don't go back to gold 2 right away. We got a little bit of padding.
Yeah.
So at least for one or two battles, we get to stay in gold 3. I wouldn't be surprised if the matchups were to the point that we just dropped back to gold 2, but at least for one or two battles, we're in gold 3. So we'll see how that goes.
So for my farming for Domino, for her ability mats, is it mutant? Is it mutant gear that I'm getting?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought so. I just wanted to double check.
And I'm still deciding if I want to buy her packs or not, because I mean, it's $50 if I'm going to buy her. So yeah. I don't know if I will or not. I might.
Did you get the $5 50 shard? I blow my mind out.
Oh, Minerva.
Oh my God. Right.
I bought it for my baby account because there was no way I was passing on that. I didn't need it on this account because she's been maxed out for quite a while, but that was probably one of the best deals that they put up in a long time.
I was like, if this is a glitch, I don't care. I'm doing the 3-second grab right now. Here's my $5. No take backs. I mean, that
we've
was
had,
done.
We had some really good offers, like the $5 Ghost Rider packs. There was the $2 offers that they did for a bunch of characters, but that $5 for Minerva is probably one of the best ones they've done because she's such an impactful character. No matter what star level you have her at, if you get her up in gear,
yes,
she just works. She just does what she needs to do. Because you only need her for one thing, and that thing doesn't matter if you're, you know, if she's 2-star or 7-star. She just does 15% of the enemy's health.
It's so good, man. It is. Because that 50 shards was $20 the last time.
No, that's at least a 30, a 30. If not a 35.
Because I remember looking at it going, man, I really want it, but I'm so far away. 50 is not going to put me over. When it came up $4.99, I didn't even bother to say, shut up, take my money. I just hit the button. I was just
done. Minerva standard offer is $30. The old characters, like Hawkeye and, you know, those type of characters, are usually like $20 for 45 shards. The milestone characters, like Symbiote Spider-Man and Captain Marvel, are usually $35 for 50 shards. So there's the $25. Sometimes you get a 25 for 50, and that's a weird one. But like, that's one of my biggest gripes with their offers right now, is if you go and look at like some of the old characters, and I don't know which ones they're showing up on right now, but every now and then I notice, like, if you're looking at an old character and you're farming their gear, you'll scroll past an offer of $30 for 150 shards. Like, just put that as an offer. Put that in as a regular offer. People will buy that, because that's actually good, because that's triple what it's usually done for. So it really annoys me that those offers are there, but they're hidden, and they're only on specific characters. Like, okay, I can understand that they're on specific characters, but it annoys me that they just don't put them out as a regular offer, because people would buy that, and it's a much better value than your regular garbage, because $30 for 50 shards is not good
at all. If I was 49 or even 50 away from 7-star on Minerva, I would probably, I know it's not a bad, a good deal. I know it's a horrible deal, but I'd probably go, okay, here's my money.
I did it with Minerva back in the day. I did spend the money on her, which is why she's been at 7-stars for me for a really long time. I might do it with Yo-Yo, maybe, because Yo-Yo is such a big impactful character, and also only available through the premium orbs. But like, Sinister is one of the best characters in the game, and I think he's gonna stay one of the best characters in the game for a really long time, just because of the flexibility. You know, a brand new character comes out and they're a powerhouse. Well, you bring in Sinister, you have yourself a copy of that character. Exactly. Yep.
I don't need Black Bolt. I just need Sinister to go against Black Bolt.
Exactly. And if you have a 6-red star Sinister, now you have a 6-red star Black Bolt as well.
Yeah.
Well, my Sinister only needs 92 shards to be 7-star. Those offers came up last week, and I'm like, no, I can't. Yeah. I can't drop, because both, I would have to drop $60 to 7-star him. And if it was Yo-Yo, I probably would do it. But I'm looking at him and going, no, I don't think it's worth, it's not worth the money for this price.
Now, what about this one that I have up? The purple gear orb calendar gets completely worth it.
Completely worth it. The $5 calendar is completely worth it. You get a bunch of stuff. You get
35 gear orbs, purple gear orbs, over 7 days. I have to do it on my phone later. I might do that. I just like the name of this, Shooty McStab Face offer. That's $20 for 45 Deadpool with some purple gear.
So that's the offer right there. The $20 for 45 for the old characters. That's their standard offer for the old characters, which is already and that's a better offer. I'll take the five less shard. It's $10 cheaper. It's a better offer. Psylocke.
Yeah, but still $5 is the best offer. I'm just so happy I didn't default to my dismiss. Because at the same time, they're running an offer that was some kind of orb that she'd fit in, but her face was the face of that orb, and it was $5 or $10 for the orbs or whatever, and for a chance of her or some other shards. Like, nah, I'm not gonna do that. But I had dismissed that one, had gone to the offer and looked at it. So her face triggers me to stop, because she is like my go-to character. I just love this character. Absolutely. And at $5.99, it was just, I bought it and immediately went to, you'll never believe this in our chat. Like, I just bought it for $5. I mean, there's some okay ones. Now this is different. Premium ore pack, $10. Get 4 premium ores that might have Minerva and Yo-Yo in them.
Yeah, it's really not worth it, because you're getting 4 orbs of a chance of getting that drop.
Yeah.
And then you get, what is that, like a blitz orb or a raid orb or something on the side there? It's just not worth it.
Kingpin Vault is Kingpin Vault fragments.
Okay. So Murphy3 says in the chat that until they make the character that counters clones, going back to the Sinister discussion. Completely right. Until they make a character that counters clones, Sinister, and that will affect Sinister. And I'm 100% would not be surprised if at some point they release the character that counters clones. On that hand, with that being said, I would not be surprised if at some point we need 7-star characters to unlock a legendary. I also would not be surprised if at some point we get a legendary that needs 5 legendaries to unlock that legendary. None of this stuff would surprise me. So, you know, anything that happens, it will not surprise me. But for now, Sinister is that type of character that is just so much flexibility that you can't pass on him. And at 50,000 power, he becomes really, really, really good. He needs that 50K to be really impactful. And the higher the Red Stars, the better.
I need another Sinister event or something. He was a Blitz, right?
Yes, he was a double Blitz. It was the first time that they did that. The second Blitz gave you the same rewards as the first Blitz. And it was only time. I think it was maybe one of two times I ever placed top 100 in the Blitz. Because I did it for the second one because I missed it on the first one. I made it on the second one. And it's not worth going up that high.
Yeah, it's tough. It's hard out here for Pimp, man. But let's talk that. Let's talk that. That's what character in the known Marvel universe comics, you know, wherever you're gonna pull from, what character would be anti-cloning? Who could pull that off?
Honestly, I have no idea.
I mean, technically, maybe Phoenix could do it. I mean, technically, you'd have to retool her to put that in her kit or whatever.
It might be Doom if they ever, you know,
because he's tech magic.
Reward if we ever get Doom, maybe Apocalypse if Apocalypse ever comes to the game. You know, basically just being able to shut down Sinister's powers, stuff like that.
Yeah, I could see Doom. I could definitely see Doom. I don't understand Apocalypse enough. Now I already looked. Why is it red dotting me? I've already looked at this. Look at these rewards, man. Knockout rewards. Like you lose, you still get. Not knockout rewards. Defeat rewards. Sorry, you still get 90K gold. You still get
pretty good ones.
Almost
4K. It's the T4s that are the biggest benefit because you're getting 15 T4s here.
Whether you win or lose, you're still getting 15 T4s, man.
Yeah, which is a great upgrade. And Penguin's right. Advanced Sentinel. And then there was another Sentinel that was the weird looking one, and it was called, and I'm completely blanking on the name. And every time I heard his name, I would laugh because I was like 12 when I was watching the cartoon.
Dick Sentinel.
it was like a childish name that you would be able to, that you would call somebody, and they made this character, and I'm like, really, that's what you're gonna name him? And I can't remember what it is now because it's been forever since I've seen the cartoons. I should go and watch those again. They're on Disney Plus. I should go binge that.
I was binging something on Disney. I got my kids, so my youngest ones, to sit down with me at Disney Plus, and which is rare. They'll watch their own stuff on there, but for me to sit down with them and say, okay, watch some of these cartoons with me. Oddly, I wish I could remember what it was, but I was watching something, and it wasn't Marvel Rising or anything. I've got my daughter watching that, but it was one that was more boy-oriented, and so I thought my son would like it, and she would tag along. He didn't care for it. He was bored, but she loved the crap out of it. She's going to be my comic book kid out of all of them. Right. So I'm definitely good with that.
Nimrod.
Steve-O.
Nimrod. That was the name. What? What did I just miss?
Steve-O jumping into the room. No, Steve-O, you're completely useless.
Nimrod was the name I was trying to think of. Yeah.
Yeah.
A childish name that you call somebody.
What other than Magneto, wasn't there a character that did control the Sentinels for a while, like took over maybe in the 90s cartoon or something?
Probably. It's been so long since I watched that cartoon.
Right.
I need to figure out what to binge. I actually want to sit down and like just binge all the Star Wars stuff.
All the animation rather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I kind of want to figure out what the timeline is and do it correctly.
Yeah, absolutely. On that.
On the other hand, have you been watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I saw that there was some episodes. I got to make sure. I'm pretty sure I'm caught up. So spoilers from a while back where I left it off. I'm going to give it a save. Anybody says, no, don't tell me. You know, be in the chat room here. But if it's on the podcast, just skip forward for 30 seconds. where I left off was at the end of the season. Well, I'll just say this, where a certain main character dies, and then the big reveal at the very end is they're in like steampunk 19th century New York, like 1920s New York.
Okay, so,
and that character's so not dead.
Right. You're caught up to basically the beginning of this season. They start off they basically at the end of last season they do a time jump.
Yes.
And they show up in 1930s New York because the shot that you get is of the
Empire State being built.
Not completed.
But so there's that's Zeppelins like 1930s. There's some other 31. Stuff that's not quite yeah. our
so
history.
So they've been doing the episode 3 just dropped yesterday, last night.
All right, so they're really behind.
Did, yeah, you're not that far behind. And it's been really cool because they did 2 episodes in the 30s and then they jump. And so last night's episode is in a different time frame. So if they do the entire season of like 2 episodes in this time spot, 2 episodes in this time spot, and as they're going through and they're doing whatever they need to do for the story, I'm 100% in. I want to see all the time spot, and I just want to see them wear fun clothes and play fun music.
Well, there's a kind of a precedence to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. where it's cheesy but pretty good. It's actually solid and pretty good. And now it's kind of okay. Oh, but wait. We reverse it. Now it's going to be pretty good. Now it's solid and pretty good. Oh, now we're going to take it. So it I think we're at the bottom of the tank. We're coming back to cheesy and good.
Every other season for them has been like, oh, this is not that good as last season. Oh, but next season's good. Well, this is their last one. And the previous one was not that good.
Right.
So
no, you're right. I'm with you. The Korean was okay, but not great.
It was all right. There was some problems with it, but there was also some interesting storylines out of that one.
I agree.
I enjoyed it.
I agree, but it's definitely on the level.
Yeah.
And we're due for a pull up. We're due for a what they call their it wasn't called the Matrix. What they call their computer system?
I don't know.
I
know
what I forget. Yeah, I lost it, but we're due for that season, right? We're due for that. Oh, yeah. Okay. I like this.
This is their last season. They got approved for it. So they're wrapping up a bunch of stuff. And
no,
I like this.
No, they did not get approved for it. They got canceled again. And Disney went, no, you're going to do what we tell you to.
Well, Disney said, no, yeah. They're going to get one more. Disney approved them for one last season.
Yeah.
Is what I mean. Yeah. Because NBC said, no, we got to cancel you guys. And Disney said, nope. Daddy says you got to air this a little longer.
Yep.
And I'm okay with that.
Man, I wish I just want the TVs to come up into the full universe like was originally planned. Wrap this out, but let them cameo in a film or two.
Too expensive. It's really expensive, which is why they got one episode with Fury.
I don't mean cameo down. I mean, okay, we wrapped this season, but let's see these characters. Let's see Mac cameo in a movie. Or just start doing like Star Trek and the Next Generation did, right? When it wrapped its TV series, every once in a while they do a movie, which is a big deal because it was theater then. But you could do a Netflix movie. You could do a Disney Plus movie. I love Netflix, but I forgot. You could just do a Disney Plus movie every other year or so of these characters, and then you might get some tie-in. They play off the story. You get this massive story in Endgame, and now you see what happens on the ground level in the blip, right? And you get to play that story out some. You know what I'm saying? It's that filler that it was supposed to be. So, yeah, Sif was in 2 episodes of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I want to say there were some other characters that did cross in.
Yeah, we didn't get a lot of crosses and crossover with them. I know
Coulson's the only one that goes up and down.
Coulson is the one that they're connected link. All the guys that did the Netflix stuff, in their contracts actually had that they could be pulled into the movies.
And that's that was the original plan. That was always the dream. Yeah. They all did things on the TV level to tie into the movies. Dude, the helicarrier crashes in Hydra in season 2. That was the best season ever of S.H.I.E.L.D.
The big fight at the end of Deadpool is on the crashed helicarrier.
Yes. Yes.
And that's just a great tie-in because like so many people missed it. Like where are they? No, it's the freaking helicarrier.
Yes, I went. That's a but that can't be a hel because this is the wrong universe. That can't. But that's a crash helicarrier right there.
They let him use it. They let him use it.
Yeah, and now Deadpool's coming into the universe.
I hope they they're confirmed for the third movie. We just don't know when.
Now I obviously can't speak for Ryan Reynolds, but he seems like the guy because he came from TV, made his way up, and he loves playing Deadpool. He seems like the perfect character to be able to float in and out of the movies and the TV shows.
One of the rumors I was floating around was that he's going to be basically the new cameo instead of Stan Lee, because they have a bunch of clips like recorded for Stan Lee to pop him into different things. But one of the rumors was that he's going to be like their little tie-in between different movies and just have him pop in from you know different spots here and there, which would be really cool. And if there's one character they can pull that off with, it is Deadpool, and he's kind of perfect for that.
That would be
awesome. But I'm hoping that that movie comes out sometime soon. I would really like to see Deadpool 3.
Yeah,
they're gonna keep him R-rated. So
well, here's the thing, and this will be the last thing we hit before we get out of here. AMC has announced it's starting to open up theaters. He's going to start out in your neck of the woods. Yep. I was talking to my dad today. He brought up they're AMC is desperate to survive. All right. You know,
yeah, because they had a buyout offer on the table from some company. I think
Amazon was looking to buy them. And there was rumors Amazon, you know, but which means right. Amazon was in talks with them. Don't know where it went, but obviously it hasn't progressed fully for one reason or another. But their AMC is a publicly traded company, and all the pundits have said if by the end of this month, this is back in February, they were saying by the end of June, if they are not open and making money, they're dead because they will not pass their inspection in September for the traded company. Their stocks are going to be pennies on the dollar, if anything.
Right, but that's before the COVID shutdown of life.
Yeah, well, that was right as COVID was shutting it down. So they're saying, yeah, right. COVID shut down. And they reported in the first quarter of this year, which February really started the shutdown of COVID, right? So February, March was in that. They lost $2.2 billion with a B.
Good Lord.
So they've already started in Europe with some countries that have relaxed their standards of where people can gather. And California apparently has said movie theaters can open up. So come July, AMC and some like Cinemark and some others are actually opening up in June, end of this month, a little bit in California. A lot of states still haven't gotten there yet, but they are trying, which means if they succeed or the theaters in general succeed in opening back up, we might see a better flow of movies and a schedule coming out.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it's a little sketchy to, you know, I don't know how it's going to go, but like the last week, because I work delivery, I'm on the road, and so I'm in the car most of the day. And the last 2 weeks, I just like I'm driving around, and I've said it at least three times to somebody I've talked, you know, people I've talked with. I just want to go see a movie. I just want to like go sit down and watch a flick.
See, I'm not at home. I like sitting at home. I like watching it on my TV and my surround sound. And now I have the PSVR, which is like going to the theater for one person. I mean, you can't share it. I have my really nice Arctic Steel Series headphones,
right?
And I've got the VR, and so I'm sitting there with this huge screen and the beautiful surround sound, and watching Endgame. You know,
that might be the only reason I'm actually interested in buying VR.
Yeah, I mean, it is a cool thing if you do that. I mean, can you add? I don't know how you'd hook it to your computer. I've read some things you possibly could, but would you imagine playing BlueStacks on VR just because it's you're watching a 7 foot tall Minerva?
I don't want to see those bugs, all the bugs that we have in this game in that scale.
Yeah. And I will tell you, because I do have some VR games. My wife got this for me for an early Father's Day present. And I do have I guess technically I have three real VR games, but everybody golfs. It's okay. It's not my thing. I haven't opened up the other one, but I got Borderlands 2, which is one of my favorites. It's amazing. And it's a whole different game in VR. But if you plug in just regular games, it is like literally if you go to a movie theater and sit three or four rows back, we have a little bit of a look up, but it's not overwhelming on your neck. That's what it's like. to do that.
That's pretty cool.
So I plugged in Call of Duty Warzone and got shredded. And I got shredded because it's too much screen to look at. I could not
see motion. Because you can't turn fast enough.
Right. I couldn't see the motion fast enough. And I'm just getting killed, man.
I get killed on a regular monitor on that game. All I do is play Plunder, because I don't have to like run around and shoot anybody. I can like land myself on the outskirts and run around all the buildings mm-hmm. that are not getting looted, and I can bring in like 400K without having to run to a deposit location.
Did you?
I get killed maybe like once for the entire game.
Did you buy the game by chance?
No, I just played the Warzone.
Yeah. So my son got me into it. It wasn't my game. It wasn't my style to get into it. And I wanted something to play with him, especially we're all home. They're home from school. I want to do more stuff with the kids. And he was playing this. I wasn't going to play Fortnite because shooting is one thing. Shooting and building, forget about it. I'm not going to do that.
Right.
But I got into it, and I was so frustrated with feeling like you can't get good at this game. And so I was like, okay, I'll drop the $60 because it has a co-op that I could play with him across platforms. So I have it on. Well, now I have it on PC, PlayStation, and Xbox, so I can play it wherever and what. But he is on the Xbox, he's on the PlayStation, so he got it, and I got it, so we can play co-op. But what I found is multiplayer is basically a small grind. And, dude, one, it'll teach you skills, but two, you absolutely have to level up these guns to be good at anything. And it takes forever in Plunder and Warzone to do that.
Yeah.
You know. So anyway, that's my two cents.
It's really the only reason I've been looking at maybe buying the game. Because it takes so long to level up these guns in Plunder mode.
If you especially like first-person shooters, I'm telling you, I didn't think it was going to be my game, and I play this every day.
I honestly haven't played a first-person shooter since, like, Tournament 2000, Unreal Tournament 2000.
Wow.
So, I'm definitely not in that demographic anymore, but yeah. I got into this one, and I enjoy it enough that, you know, I might pick up the game just to be able to go grind the guns.
Yeah. Catch it on
especially
sale.
Because what I like is the sniper stuff.
Yes.
And in order to get the really good sniper stuff on the sniper guns on this, mm-hmm. it has to be high level. So I'm sitting there like trying to power level this one gun, and I'm like, this is not working because I can't continue using this gun in this mode because it's a shitty gun. I got to replace it, but I can't open up the better guns without going through this.
Yeah, man. That's
I might jump in on that just because of that.
I'm not kidding. There's only two games I can think of right now that I play every single day. Marvel Strike Force and Call of Duty now.
That's pretty cool.
I actually dropped another 60 to get it on my PC. So I think I got on sale actually for like 40. But I got on my, because I'm down here working, but there's times where I'm rendering video that takes 30, 45 minutes to render the video.
Right.
Pull up the controller, play two rounds, put it down, do the next video, hit render, goodbye. So yeah, man. Especially when you catch it on sale, from the way you're talking, I don't think you'll regret it. As Steve-O85 says, GoldenEye was my favorite FPS game of all time. That's a lot of people's favorite FPS.
GoldenEye was a long time ago, but that was a really good game. That game still has like the hardcore fans of like, oh my god, this game was fantastic. I'm like,
yeah,
it's good for you know
for it's amazing for its time.
Yeah.
But coming
for its time, it was definitely a breaker.
Yeah, and coming from someone, I'm telling you, if it was just Warzone, I would have put down a controller. So I do, and we did actually find something else to play for a little bit that was more dragon slaying and mystical and more slow and you can work together better, more like co-op and not Twitch shooting. But if you get in and practice the multiplayer grind, it is so much fun. Because you feel yourself not only learning to look better and how the game works and how people play in the game, but once those guns grind up so much faster, like, oh, okay, now when I find this gun in Warzone, you better watch out because I'm going to get your ass. So, but enough of that. We're going to get out of here. Sin, where can they find you on the web?
You can find me every morning at FTH. Sorry, wrong channel. at twitch.tv/sanraven every morning, including most times Sundays. You can also check me out at tinyearl.com/sanraven for YouTube. Uploading a couple of videos. Actually, uploading one right now for a new series that I'm doing with Polo and Mr. Free to Play. And we're doing kind of a roundtable talk on different topics once a week on the Saturday morning. So I'm uploading the previous episode right now.
Man, look at you getting all on all kind of shows and you're becoming a media mogul, dude.
I jumped in the OG podcast was streaming on Sunday, and one of the other streamers was supposed to make it on, but he was having audio problems, and I just happened to be in the chat and like, hey, you want to come in and fill in? I'm like, sure. So I jumped in on their podcast again on Sunday. So just, you know, getting the name out there, and it helps.
It does. Absolutely.
People coming to the channel and supporting. But Sunday we'll have a couple of giveaways on the stream. So people want to come hang out. We're going to do a little like a $20 gift card giveaway for supporters and some game codes.
Let me know how that goes, because I've got game codes, Steam codes. Okay. So it, unfortunately, right, it does need to be PC or whatever. But I've definitely got some Steam codes to give away.
I just do a raffle through Nightbot. And, you know, give it like 15 minutes, and then I close out and it picks a random winner.
You know, maybe we should, and we got a big enough Discord channel, and it's open to the public. We can say, hey, you want to come in as part of our Discord community? We're giving away, you know, some Steam codes tonight. Come listen to the show. And
absolutely. Yeah,
you know what? We'll work that out, because I've been going, I happened to look up something the other day. I was like, crap, I've got like 20 codes of games I'm not going to use. Because I bought Humble did this COVID bundle when it first started to raise money for research or whatever. And I bought it because it's stupid cheap, and you got like 30 or 40 games. And I only wanted 4 or 5 of them, so I'm giving away the rest of them. So
it's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I've been using basically the same for the stuff that I get from Humble Bundle. I'll just give them away for raffles, and you know, it gets people hanging out and requesting songs and just chilling.
Awesome, man. All right. Well, I am Rocking Out Podcasting or Charles McFall across social media. You can search either one, you'll find me. Again, thanks to Baloney Ninja for adding something beautiful to my collection and keeping the troll up with the Cyclops. But we'll be back next week. Kurt should be back next week. He just had to be off for his work. So nothing major going on there. Just getting paid like the man does. So we'll come in next week, and I don't know.
Gotta make that money.
But we're going to have fun. So we'll see y'all next week.